For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests last week on the Cultural Baggage Show was world-renowned economist and Nobel laureate Gary S. Becker.
Professor Becker, this drug war is economically a fiasco, am I right?
Absolutely. It's been costly, not very largely ineffective, and the cost, if you add it up, not only in dollars and cents, but effects on neighborhoods and countries, has been enormous. So I think we have to recognize that, and we've been reluctant to do so.
If I dare say, the reluctance of those in power, the legislators, to stop and take the time to look at this situation is outrageous, is it not?
Well, I wish it were different. You know, I'm accustomed to political changes being often very difficult, and I think any objective analysis of the benefits and costs would show the costs of this war far exceed the benefits that I indicated earlier. Now, the politicians usually respond to the electorate, and unfortunately, I think a lot of the population has been opposed to the war on drugs, and that's the group we first have to educate, and then I think that will influence the politicians.
You know, you do a poll, they do Scripps Howard polls, etc. People in regards to marijuana and or medical marijuana, and the numbers are always hugely in favor of a change. What does it take to reach the federal level? They've recently said that sick and dying patients can't have marijuana.
Yeah, well, I think it's often the problem with public policy that you may have a majority in favor of a particular change, but it isn't as important to them, and a minority is very vocal and active who put more pressure, and they can have more influence, even though if you did maybe a straight referendum or something of that type, let's say the marijuana would be legalized for at least a variety of purposes and the like. So I think, as an economist who's been active for many years and seen important changes in public policy in areas where it seemed would not be possible previously, I still believe that the logic of decriminalizing, legalizing drugs is so strong that we will see an important change. But it takes activities by people like you, yourself, and academics and others at all different levels to really push on this issue. But I'm not pessimistic because I think it takes time to affect any significant change in the public policy, and that's what's happening, I think, in the drug case.
Our job is to preach, reach, teach, and if necessary, to impeach these cretins in Congress. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.